Oh, hello, friends. Welcome back to part 3 of 3, the epic conclusion to the actual play of Masks of the New Generation, starring a reimagined original X-Men team. This stars Katie as Angel, Austin as the Beast, Brandon as Cyclops, and Andrew as Iceman. I ran it. My name's David. Previously on the X-Men, they had a Danger Room mishap that left Jean Grey injured. Meanwhile, the team tried to blow off some steam by catching a movie, but the show, and the possible smooching, was interrupted by the unstoppable Juggernaut. Will the team be able to defeat him, or will he live up to his moniker? Let's find out.
You're causing a lot of problems, and the X-Men won't stand for it.
It's like, oh, perfect. This is where Chuck's little diaper kids ended up. I was looking for you.
Thought bubble.
Diaper kids.
Chuck, does he know Professor Charles Xavier?
And then he kind of leans down and puts his hand on the, just the concrete, and just kind of gets a handful of concrete.
Oh,
and then just charges at you guys.
Oh, so like a bowl almost?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he was picking up like a huge chunk of asphalt to throw.
Yeah, he has that as a weapon.
Oh, okay.
Question. Does that asphalt have any of the metal bar running through it?
Could he rebar?
Use
it
rebar?
Yeah, rebar. I was gonna say rhubarb, and I was like,
There's a lot of rhubarb in there.
If it's from the road, then yeah.
So you can use it as a hammer, and I can potentially take his weapon.
Oh, yeah, if you get to drop him, drop it. It could be pretty heavy, but.
Oh, I'm gonna drop
gear.
Him. For sure.
Nice.
Alright, so as we're speeding along, Hank.
Well, now he's, like, charging right at you, right?
At the car of him.
At me.
Oh, but like we're all kind of in the same general location. I think
yeah.
These two are hanging back further than Iceman and I, though.
Okay, so you guys are kind of separated then? Makes
a
sense.
Little bit, I think.
For some reason, I was thinking Iceman was like shooting from the car.
Oh no!
No, I got out.
He got out, and I got
to
out.
Do a showdown.
And I followed him, and these two hung back.
So you two are outside the car, and you two are in the car, speeding at him still.
And he says, I think I could join you on the high ground. And I think he like hops to a like onto a light post and swings up and then hops onto a kind of a thing.
This is literally his thing.
Okay.
He's probably a little heavy too.
Also yes. Just a
I'm a big Sasquatch.
So
even
you
if your
staying?
Bones are hollow, it's still a big beast to carry.
True. So are you staying in your car?
Twitchy.
No, I'm going towards
like flying out?
Yeah.
What, to like a rooftop or to the guy? Did you bring it?
I think I'm gonna take what you said and I'm gonna watch him to see what he wants. I'm like, I wanna. This is.
Bird's eye view.
Oh, okay.
Except I'm an
That's
angel,
a good move.
Bird.
Well, I'll. We'll let that happen in a second because the immediate problem is that Juggernaut's about to just pulverize Iceman.
Fuck. What? Okay.
Is anyone okay with that?
I want to defend Iceman.
That makes sense to me.
I want to explode the chunk of concrete this man has grabbed using my laser vision.
To, like, shooting his weapon?
Yeah, his concrete ball.
Yeah, so...
But really, just to defend...
you shot my ground hammer!
Yeah, that sounds a lot like you want to take something from them, like, directly engaged style.
When you get it, you should give it to me.
Alright. If I get it, you mean explode into a million pieces.
You're gonna have to grab your own chunk of cement.
Dang.
What? So that is a 10.
Very nice. And none of your conditions apply that, right?
No, they probably do. Yeah, that's an 8.
Okay. Not as good, but you're still picking one of them.
I guess take something from them. Take
yeah.
his weapon away.
So, yeah, you just hit that asphalt chunk. And just smash it up.
Put it in his hand so he doesn't attack Iceman. Doesn't hit Bobby.
Well, it was a roundabout defense because you do trade blows with him. I feel like it means you get to do one too. I think that's how that works. Yeah, that makes sense. So you get to mark an addition on him.
I'll mark angry because he's the juggernaut.
That does make sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
I don't like that. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Oh, trademark, sorry.
I roll back. He was in this comic, though, so it's okay.
Previous issue, though.
Was that previous issue? You're right, it was.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So I think, so you blast him and the weapon, and maybe you do you also hit him? Or what? How's he taking
it? It explodes in his face.
Does it just make him angry? That's fine.
It explodes right in his face.
Yeah, and he's, I think, much like Austin was just saying, he like just disintegrates in his hand, and he's just like,
what? Oh, you. I can tell that Chuck's been trading you people. This is exactly what makes me mad. Taking all my things!
And he just, I think he just stomps on the concrete, and just like the comic book wave of concrete comes over. And it's gonna give you a condition. Take your pick. But
wobbly.
He says, get that bald idiot here. The whole city's gonna have a problem. And he goes to just the nearest maybe there's like police car or something around. Or just a car. Yeah, probably police aren't there yet. He just takes that and uses that as his new weapon. It just starts smashing the side of this building. He probably hits it like 3 or 4 times, and now you see that the foundation is starting to crumble. It's like a 4 or 5 story building.
Jeez.
You see, there's maybe like 2 or 3 lights on at the top. It's like an office building or something.
All right, so I think that Hank is like on top of that, like on top of that building.
Yeah.
He's looking down, trying to figure out what the best game plan here is.
Oh, like assessing?
Yes.
Yep. Still Angel's assess, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
9.
You're originally like a very focused into being a freak character, and roll rounded you out.
Yeah.
You're at a 9?
Yeah.
Well, Angel, since you've already set it up, if you want to help him with one thing, you can push up to a 10.
Yeah.
Cool.
Goodbye, all right.
Oh.
We have communicators.
Yeah, it's called our voices.
Jean Grey. she's in trouble.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So one suggestion that I read recently for this, if you get the ask multiple questions, and two in this case, is optional. If you want to give one of your questions to the person who helped you, go for it.
Yeah. So what would you like to know here?
Oh, I have a +1 while acting on the answers that I got from last time.
What last time?
When we were at the movie theater and I asked how could we best end this quickly.
Yeah, it's probably not triggered yet.
No, because it was...
Yeah, remember to do that on the next thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you actually roll anything?
What here's in the greatest danger?
Okay, yeah. I think, so maybe from your height, you can see that the building that's about to crumble, you can see inside those, like, windows that are lit up. And you just see these, it's like office workers. They're staying after their shift. Been there. At it's midnight? Andrew Odlum. No, it's like 8 or 9.
I thought it was dark.
Yeah.
The drive-in.
Yeah.
Has boobs playing. It's always after.
It's true.
It's good.
They stuck around. There's a sheet cake that says, like, you'll be missed, Mary.
What?
Congratulations on your promotion.
Oh, sure.
the branch manager in Utica.
Yeah.
Stan Lee is in there.
There you go.
And he's like, Mary, you're great. Excelsior.
But yeah, anyway, I'm going to say there's 3 cars working in there. Burn the minnow oil, possibly literally. But they're kind of bracing themselves because now this whole building's about to collapse.
I'm going to go in and save them.
You know, break in through the window? That sounds awesome.
And then, what here can I use to, as general as this sounds, what here can I use to stop this hulking beast?
fight car with car.
Hulking monster.
This tough one, yeah. He looks like he's not stopping at all, as if he's, like, unstoppable. There's a... I mean, direct fight's not gonna do anything. You're gonna have to talk him down or something.
Ooh. Well, one thing is whenever I assess a situation and my field of study is directly relevant...
Oh, okay.
If he is an unstoppable force, physics, if he is an unstoppable force, how can I use his own power against him?
Juggernaut does attack each turn of Abel.
Yeah, and he is awesome and a giant.
What does it say specifically?
It says, whenever you assess a situation in your field of study is directly relevant, you may ask a single follow-up question.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So since he's an unstoppable force, how do I use his own might against him, or his own, like, force or strength against him in some way?
Okay. Cold.
Slippery ice.
Yeah, I mean, momentum is the physic answer, but I think that's kind of cheap, and I'm giving you another cheap answer, so two cheap answers might be a normal one.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the other cheap answer is that it looks like, maybe like the police now have started opening fire, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
They've maybe set up a blockade or something, so there's all, you know, three or four squad cars, and there's more on the way, and they started just opening fire on him, and it seems like he doesn't even notice them at this point. So it's only, not only is he super strong, but it looks like he's invulnerable. Like, it's even further, like, physical stuff is going to be really hard against this guy.
Alright.
So, there you go. To spin this into physics, like, he's breaking the rules of physics. Like, this, especially just based on his size, he shouldn't be able to lift this car even then.
Okay.
It's impossible. Has to be, even the Hulk has to, like, you know, brace himself. You saw him.
This, I don't think we're going to be able to, to punch our way out of this paper bag.
And, you're going in the window, we're going to deal with that in a second, but, Iceman, Cyclops, you guys are, like, ground zero.
I wanted to directly engage him still.
Yeah. How so?
Well,
snowballs.
I was, from reading the move, it seems like it's within the scope of the move to, like, make him slip on ice.
Take his balance from him?
Yeah, take his balance from him, create an opportunity for allies, make him fall over with his, like, under his own weight.
Yeah, I like that.
So, that's what I want to do.
And he's kind of just raging out on this building, kind of trying to destroy it with this car.
Like old Rampage style.
If he's, like, swinging around with his car, that's gonna, like, he might lose his footing then. So when I turn to floor to ice.
Love it.
So I'm gonna try it. Maybe I have to get a little closer to get a good vantage to lay down the ice.
Yeah, give us a roll and see how it goes.
And I'm still afraid. I do use Savior instead of danger, because I am cool under fire.
I get it.
That means I get a net of plus zero. For a total of six.
Nailed it.
Uh-oh. Can anyone...
Alright, so what are you doing?
Well, first I'm getting into position, and I'm going to lay down some ice under Juggernaut to make him slip.
Alright. Ooh. I think I'll help out with this.
Sure. So take a point.
Yeah. And so I think that, I think Hank, in order to help, he sees that, like, this isn't gonna, he's maybe, I think he makes his realization after this happens, possibly, like, this is his first, like, attempt at, like, using physics against this guy, and he's like, perhaps this can work. He's like, he thinks Goliath was felled by a tiny stone, and hops, and he, like, hops down, so he's right next to him, so when he's like, you, and he takes a step over, Hank then kind of leaps out of the way, and now he's turning in a way that he hadn't been before that makes it easier for him to slip on the ice.
I like it.
He's like pivoting in a weird way.
That's pretty good.
Or you could jump on his helmet and then leap off and push him that way.
Either one of those.
Alright. So I, like, lay down the ice and I'm like, oh, he's not slipping, but then Beast jumps down in front of him and twists him out of position.
Yeah, so you're going to trade blows, but also pick one.
Right. I guess I could just resist it, but then I just wasted time. I'm tempted to see if I can choose to impress him and trigger my drive of earning the respect of someone that didn't take you seriously. But I feel like making an ice slip is not a very
that's the thing.
Frightening thing. All right, I
might have thought you were completely incompetent and showing some competence.
Yeah.
That's impressive. This doesn't like count as his attack, right? Like his counter blow trading thing. So when he trades blows, it doesn't count as a juggernaut attack, right? Or does it?
Yeah.
It does?
You're trading blows, yeah.
So it counts as him attacking.
What do you mean count as him attacking?
Yeah, you're both going to get
because I can redirect attacks.
Oh.
I can make them just do nothing.
Oh. But yeah, I would be keeping in condition, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Normally with this move, so.
So I would count.
Well, yeah, I think I'll create an opportunity for my allies. That sounds the most productive.
That makes sense.
I don't know exactly what that opportunity is, but if he falls over, that sounds opportunity-ish.
Seems like it makes the most sense. You want to... How was yours worded again?
I can redirect his attack to another character or nowhere.
What's
can
that
move? Can you redirect it back to himself?
That's just... I have three hold. That's a way I can spend.
Oh. From which one, initially?
Before we get started. The thing I rolled at the very
beginning. Because you observed him before the fight.
I know he's a being of momentum. I can use his momentum against him.
I don't know exactly where the blow was coming from. In the first
That's
place.
Why I was waiting. Because I wanted to hear what it sounded like first.
I think you do give him a... Rest of news. Alright, so he takes another condition, definitely. Wasn't there one that's like negate damage or something?
Yeah.
It's one.
Resist or avoid their blows?
Yes. It says ignore all harm from one of their attacks. I assume that meant if they're attacking me, but I guess it doesn't have to mean that. Unless I could redirect his blow at himself. He's just gonna throw a thing. Himself right in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Stop hitting yourself, Juggernaut. You're not believing it? Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe he, how would he attack you? Well...
Yes, how would he attack Andrew?
Maybe he, like, he sees he's gonna fall, like, he sees he's pissed off and he's, like, throwing that car he's holding.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was gonna say, too, yeah. So he falls right on his butt and just frisbee tosses this car at you.
Yeah.
And that would be your trading blows unless...
So, yeah, I would, I think as he started to, like, toss it out of his hand... Well, I guess just when it's in the air, I'll just, like, make it, like, explode or some shit.
Well, you saw it coming. You're like, oh, this guy likes to throw cars. So when he throws the car, it's not a surprise, and you just eye-blast it out of the way.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
So it doesn't get little Bobby over there.
I would like to feel the exhaust. It slides, maybe there's some risk to what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Just melt your face back to skin for a second and face back up.
Right.
Angel, you're in this building now.
Yeah, I did. It was like a slow motion, like, break through the window and, like, wings tucked in and then...
Oh, yeah.
It was beautiful. Anyway, I'm defending these people, so it's going to be less safer, right?
Yeah, they're an immediate threat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they're screaming like, oh, help! Help us! Just screaming.
Is one of them the Daily Bugle person?
Oh, man.
One of them is an old man who keeps yelling Excelsior and saying, oh, heroes!
Or maybe they had an opinion against mutants and I want to, like, change their mind.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. They run up to you and then one of them hesitates. It's like, wait, you ain't one of them muties. The other two are ready. I don't care. We're about to die. What do you do? Defending them?
Yeah.
Sure.
So 7, 8, 9. And then I have a condition but doesn't apply.
Doesn't affect defending?
Yeah.
Cool. So you got a total of 8?
9.
Oh man, so close. I don't know if anyone's in decision to help you, although you could act selfishly if you kind of shit on your teammates.
That's true.
Mark, get up to a 10. Otherwise, 9's good enough.
Wait, hold on. What are you doing?
I'm trying to save the civilians in the building about to crumble.
And what'd you roll?
A 9.
9.
You are acting on the assess the situation from earlier that these people
were.
Yeah, I had it.
Fuck.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
That was
just, we always forget to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can I? Oh, actually, on the answers, so you can only add one plus one, right? Because I have two answers.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You can act selfishly if you want, but nine is still going to do what you want. I don't know. It's up to you.
Well, what does a 10 plus do? How does that help?
Oh, 10 plus, you get to add one of those extra things. Oh. I would just take the 9, personally.
But it costs me.
Ooh, right.
No, you get to choose one either way, but on a 79, you have to do a bad thing as well. Either expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation.
I don't want to do a bad thing. How many team do we have left?
4. Oh, a bunch.
I'm going to do one selfishly.
All right, in that case...
Harsh.
How do I...
You have to insult us or let us down.
Or ignore you.
Ignoring our screams for help.
I mean, I have been.
As Iceman lies on the ground dying.
Are you dying?
Yep. I'd be scared, Bobby. She's not going to save you.
So how do your actions ignore or insult your teammates?
Well, they've been working pretty well as a team, like, outside the building, but here I am, like, doing my own thing.
Or you could say something derogatory about mutants so that this guy will, like, let you save him.
No, I'm definitely for mutants, I think. I want him to be impressed by me and be like...
Be like Downing Thomas, like, I'm not a mutant.
No, I definitely want to...
I'm not a mutant, I'm a superhero.
Hey, that's good, actually.
But I am a mutant still.
I'm not an angel, and you're about to be touched by an angel.
Hey!
What do you think? How can you insult them through this? Otherwise, it's just going to stay at a 9, which is fine.
So can I just say how my actions ignore my teammates?
Yeah, none of them really talking to you, though. Unless you had an idea. I'm open.
Well, I'm saving the people instead of, like, helping whatever they're doing. That's kind of, like, ignoring. Doing my own thing. Instead
We're
of
all kind of, like,
thing.
On the mission of helping people, though, like...
Yeah.
I'm gonna ignore his comment, Sam.
I don't know. That's pretty weak, but I guess I can let it go.
It's pretty weak.
Doing your reservations. I hope you see my eyes like this.
I'll have
Cyclops.
A better one next time.
Alright, so in that case, you shift your labels. So you rolled what, Savior?
Yes.
So I would suggest moving your Savior up one so that you will be successful.
Yes.
And then move another one down. So the idea is you're acting selfishly. Oh, I am savior enough to help these people.
And I'm going to move Freak down. Because I'm not a bad mutant, and...
Yeah, Freak is kind of like, I'm an outsider. I don't belong.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I belong, and I'm saving you.
Yep.
So you should be happy for me.
Perfect. In that case, you get a 10. So how do you save these people?
I can carry 3 people, right? 3 grown-ass adults.
It's gonna be hard, but I mean, you got a 10, so.
Okay, so I'm gonna, like, fly them out through the hole I just.
Oh, do you see any gear in here?
Oh, shit.
Just a bunch of gear.
There's an office chair.
It's
yeah, hold up on this.
Come here, Juggernaut.
Anne's cake.
Like an office
chair promotion.
Alright, so this. You hold off on that thing on that for a second, and then whenever you get an idea, make a dramatic entrance with these people, and possibly gear in tow. But back in the street.
There's a mop.
Maybe take a little more time.
Throw the mop like a javelin.
So this, much like Rampage, the video game, which you were just talking about, you can't get out of my head now, the foundation is starting to, like, rumble and crumble, tumble, more rhyming.
Stumble, mumble.
Love
crumble.
It. Ooh, we love it. Keep going.
Do more.
Don't please. It's starting to fall apart, and, the foundation shaking, and Juggernaut just, like, comically, like, America's Funniest Home Video style, like, trying to get up off this ice thing. What do you guys do? The police are there, maybe there's just one in a microphone, just like, mutant, please stay on the ground. The National Guard is on the way. You must stay put or we will open fire again. Oh, yeah, of course, you guys are using your mutant powers too. So they're like, other mutants, please put your hands behind your head.
I'm sure that's going to be good.
I think I'm going to let these two guys try to deal with this, and I'm going to go try to talk to the cops.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
Do I feel like
you're going to rush to the cops?
So I think he kind of like lands speed. Over behind them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's going to be...
And they
all of them point their gun at you, but go ahead.
Yeah, and he's like, constables, please.
What's that mean?
Sure.
And he's like, we're trying to stop this, this deranged character as well.
Are you using your powers in some way?
I'm trying to...
Use the opposite of my powers.
I'm trying to calm these dudes down. I would say comfort or support, but that's not really a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
Well, I guess one of your abilities is...
tempting to say unleash your powers, and I did give you genius intellect as
a
catch-all power, mm-hmm. if you want. Unless it goes one of your playbook moves.
When you comfort or support someone, if you tell them what you most envy about them, you can roll plus freak instead of plus mundane. But can you comfort and support NPCs?
No, I feel like
yeah,
that's
so
not
that doesn't quite make any sense.
I think unleash your powers makes the most sense.
Okay,
but before that happens, I feel like I gotta. This guy with the blowhorn is just mm-hmm. like. Yeah, is that what that's called?
Like a megaphone kind
megaphone,
of deal.
There you go. What's a blowhorn?
I don't
know.
Anything
I made up?
I feel like it's almost like one of those like foghorn kind of like.
Yeah,
an air.
He just does that. He's,
this noise.
He's so stocky. He's like.
He's like.
I don't want any of this.
No. Or just maybe one of the other cops. I don't care. Maybe it doesn't have to be a blowhorn guy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got their handguns.
Sergeant Blowhorn Dasky.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Get in the ground, you freak! Yeah. The other one is just like, these mutants are everywhere. Why can't they be like the Avengers? And he's trying to shift your legs.
Ooh.
Freak up, savior down.
Oh, I gotta resist that.
I'm not a freak, I'm a normal boy. Look at my normal human boy features.
His nose grows and says
that. Further mutation.
I hurt myself bad.
So I just roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not
good. You choose one of those.
I found a weapon.
Oh?
Turns out the reason they were having this late night meeting, they're weapon stealers.
I should found AK-47.
Your gun?
Nope, I found a really cool stuff.
It's the rings of the Mandarin.
I think I'm going to cancel their influence mm-hmm. on me. Just because I'm like, oh, these men are acting out of an irrational fear, is what he thinks. So he's like, oh, what they have to say kind of doesn't matter in this instance.
Mm-hmm.
And take plus one forward against
them. They're like boomers, you throw them and they come back.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so that'll
and so I think he kind of like squats down and kind of puts his hands up and says like, gentlemen, we seek to stop this. Much like Theseus, to stop this raging minotaur unleashed from its labyrinth. And you hear, like, what?
What the fuck is going on?
And he's like, we're trying to do our best to help these people who have been in danger. And I think that would be an awesome cue point where she comes down, possibly.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, with these folks and, like, has saved them. But he's immune. He's immune to your... He's clearly immune to your bullets. If you could help keep people safe, it would be the best use of your time till the National Guard arrives.
Okay, perfect. So now that's definitely set up a provoke.
Oh, it is.
To do something.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
But you do get a plus one.
When you said he's immune to your bullets, I for like a split second I thought you were talking about Angel. And I was
no.
Like, why are you saying that now?
Yeah, that's
a let's test it out.
Yeah. Go ahead. Shoot him.
He's immune. You can try though. And they're like.
So you're basically trying to get them to help you out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least not shoot you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a great roll.
So that... It is a 6, and if someone showed up magically just at the time...
Did you shift your labels yet?
Oh, I rejected it, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That was only one of the options.
Right, so that's why I get plus one to that and the plus one forward from doing that thing.
That makes sense.
So if somebody wanted to maybe assist in this, maybe because they're showing up magically being like, ah, oh, we're helping.
That makes no sense to me.
Screaming, we're helping, we're helping. So we got two more of these bad boys.
You got two left now that you're helping.
Does this make you?
Mm-hmm.
Can I do the things?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like I said, they're burning the midnight oil because they're a weapons company.
Staff dealers.
It's a neat little staff. It's black, and it has, like, a magnetic thing, and, like, you strap it across your chest.
Wow.
I thought the whole thing. And, like, you press a button, and it, like, shing, like, has little things
coming. What does that move give you?
A little piece of gear, new piece of gear. I got a cool staff now.
But yeah, and you also, if you want to spend a point, don't be stuck.
Should I?
No, I already spent it, please. We gotta put it back. I already spent it.
Did you already spend it?
I already spent it. We got two more after it's spent.
Okay,
cool.
We aren't that low, guys.
Alright.
So you're up to a 7 now.
On a 7 and 9, they can instead choose one.
Oh, interesting.
I'm basically Hawk now.
I was thinking that too.
Hawk, but with wings. Instead of a cool ass motorcycle.
Well, I have a car.
I want them to overact, but I feel they're not going to. Instead, they're going to stumble. So you get a plus 140 against them. And maybe one of them does, like, they're still holding the gun, and then the Blowhorn guy, that's his name now.
Blowhorn Dowski.
He's like, wait, Dowski. Dowski, whatever you just said. Hold on. I'm not so sure whose side they're on yet.
Jerry,
so you've kind of convinced them. They're not shooting at you, and they're not arresting you.
It's a good start.
Well, gentlemen, once more into the breach. Am I right? And he leaps away.
Yeah.
Let's see how this plays out. Guy.
And the other guy's like, yeah, just let those mutants take care of themselves. So that's what I was thinking.
Before the Juggernaut's quite able to get up, I want to maybe get a little closer, tentatively, and ask him, hey, Big Red, how do you know the professor anyway?
Was that like a pierce the mask type thing?
I want to try to pierce his Juggernaut helmet mask.
And I think it's like, just as he's like gotten back on his feet, and he's like just like shakily like, he's like what? Just locks eyes with you and give us a roll.
Mundane? 7.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
Not bad, son.
Close call.
You're really mundane.
Yep. All right, so I get to ask one question. Well, really, I want to know...
What's that?
It's too close as well. All right. Stop.
How could I get your character to not destroy stuff and people?
Oh, okay, awesome. What was the question you actually asked?
How do you know the professor anyway?
Okay. He's like, your Chrome Dome teacher's my brother. He took everything from me, and I aim to get it back. If you want this city to keep standing as, like, that building collapses behind him, he's like, you better take me to that, schoolhouse that you guys lived in that used to be my house. If you take me there, then I guess you can have this city.
Well, you know, Professor Xavier takes in all kinds of people who need help. I'm sure you'd be welcome there, too.
Oh, and he's like,
thank you.
He made sure I wasn't welcome there in my own damn house a long time ago. And he, with that, just stomps as hard as he can and just kind of shatters this veneer of ice that you have there and just starts coming at you guys again.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
he's... Why can't we take him? We could put him in the danger room.
I feel he just grabs Bobby, just like his... Being the smallest, probably, of everyone. Uh-huh. Just like his hand fits around your entire chest perfectly, and he's just squeezing you.
Well, I would like to defend Bobby.
Would you know? Weird.
Who would have possibly thought that I would be doing that?
How do you do it?
I want to, like, run up and like shoot lasers at his, shoot like a I-beam like right at one of his feet to try to knock him off his feet. I'm yelling at him to really to get his attention, so instead of trying to grab Bobby, he goes after me instead. So I'm trying to get him to focus me.
I think that's another provoke, based on how you said that, yeah. Right. You're trying to get him to ignore Iceman and go after you, right?
Two laser eyeballs.
That
steel beams.
Is... They're not hot.
Whoops, lasers. Remember?
Yeah, they can that's break steel beams, but they cannot melt them.
Is this superior? Oh, what'd you get?
I got snake eyes, so...
What's the total?
Two.
Hmm. That's not good.
Adding
four.
Yeah, no, it's a two. I have minus two to that.
Oh.
I have a lot of conditions, all right?
Oh, yikes.
So, I try to save.
Well, before that, so you got your potential then?
Yeah, I got my potential.
Because I don't think you're going to do so well if you're being squeezed. I don't think that's how people work.
Well, I can still have two hold on this thing. So even though I failed, okay. I can still save.
Well, guess what?
Precious little Bobby.
Oh, man. If only. So you, he's so got cool. He's got Iceman in his giant ham fist, and as you're shooting these lasers at him,
Ice Ham.
Mm-hmm. He just kind of puts his other hand up here, and it's like shooting between his fingers and everything. And he's somehow blocking your op. You've probably never seen this, like someone blocking this without even moving, basically. And then you're kind of shocked for a moment. How is he this powerful? He's like, all right, well, I don't need all you twerps. I know someone that can lead me there. And he looks down at Bobby in his hand and just Hulk jumps out. Like, you don't even know where he went. Above these buildings, somewhere else. There's little footprints left in the concrete now, the asphalt, rather. What do the three of you guys do? He's left with Bobby.
Oh, I'm going to go after Bobby.
You're going to fly after
him? And we heard the conversation that he had with Bobby, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's no way not to hear anything.
So then we're going to the house.
Yeah. Looks like it's back to...
Back to the mansion. Like
back to school for all of us.
I'll fly there. I trust
you. So we'll drive your car?
You can just go on the back of this man.
we should just...
Put a satellite
alone. Yeah.
We're going to drive. I
left the keys in the passenger seat.
So. Excellent.
Do you still have a hold left?
I have two hold.
Just letting you know. You can play the distance if you want, but... So
this man and I can close the distance in this car.
Yeah.
I drive like a maniac.
Sounds perfect. But all right. Let's
chop. That's my baby.
Like a maniac.
Before that, let's see what he's doing with Bobby. So, Iceman, he's just clutching you in his disgustingly big, like,
poor little Bobby
chest.
Like a little and Bobby
you're just
football.
Flying. He kind of lands on like one building and just, takes a second to jump to the next one before you can even really think. And he's like, I can't believe the gall of this idiot. He's got a... First of all, he steals my mansion. And now he puts all these little idiots in this. Mutants stinking up the place.
I didn't know it was your house. I'm sorry.
He's like, yeah, damn right. He never told you about me?
I think I saw a picture of you, but I can't tell... Because of the helmet.
My name's Jug Xavier.
Yeah, and he lands on another building, and he just kind of puts his giant hand on his helmet. He's like, yeah, got this, so that saintly teacher of yours doesn't get in my head anymore. He got in my head as a kid all the time. Made me give him anything that he ever wanted. Think I ever had an ice cream growing up? I didn't. Because of this stupid psychic idiot. And he takes another leap.
He turns into, what's his name? Judd Nelson from, I'm thinking from Breakfast Club.
I've never seen that movie.
Molly Ringwald.
Mm-hmm, that's who I'm thinking of.
Love his work.
All right.
Molly
he is redheaded.
Guy?
Probably Molly Ringwald.
If you were just looking for ice cream, you should have just asked.
He's like, very funny.
Does that count?
Oh, I would count that.
Yeah! I'm so proud.
All right, I'll
it happened.
That. Although I planned my joke for later, but I may as well. May as well cross it off.
Cross that shit off that list. Ooh, you're powered going right towards that move. Right towards that that upgrade.
Yeah, he kind of just lands in the front lawn of this the mansion.
Well, I guess we're here. I'll see you later. So you can just drop me off right here.
Not quite. And he kind of just squeezes you more and just yells out like, "Hey, Chuckles! If you don't come out here quick, this little ice cream boy is gonna get soft served."
Oh, wow. He's good at that place, too.
That's pretty good.
I started that sentence not knowing that. Now, back to you guys.
Wow.
We're speeding down that road
right there.
I'm spending that hole. Yeah, so I'm pretty... So we come, like, speeding down the driveway of the mansion. And, like, I, like, park on a curb.
Oh, yeah.
And everything in this car is, like, hurt.
Yeah.
And we rush out.
Yeah, you guys, you make this grand entrance. What do you do? He's still got Iceman in his clutches.
Immediately, I want to.
He's kind of just screaming out.
Run and try to, like, I don't know, not save Bobby, but, like, get him out of his clutches, I guess. Yeah. I don't know if that's, like,
kind of like take something from them?
Sure. I'll do that.
So, just directly engage.
But I will just charge in without regard to my own safety.
Oh, okay.
That's I hope I don't miss, because that'd be pretty bad.
I forget what that one is.
If I miss...
It's a soldier move, I think, right?
I leave somebody in grave danger.
How you doing? How you doing that?
Per bad.
What'd you get?
It's a three.
Three?
Oh, no.
So...
Tell you what, that's not great. What happens on a miss?
Somebody's put into grave danger, and you have to tell me what I have to do in order to save them. Or you're telling me what it takes to keep them safe. But somebody's put into grave danger. Monica, not this boy.
Or Juggernaut.
He's in grave danger, and I gotta save him.
Problem, everybody. Oh, here we go. Right. He's been yelling at this mansion, and then, just kind of the windows blow out from the inside. Juggernaut just even drops you, Iceman, and he like cracks his knuckles. He's like, "Oh, finally!"
I did what I wanted to do. I made him let you go.
He's like, "Finally,
success!
Reunited at last!" And but
it's motherfucking Jean Grey.
Jean Grey comes out.
Yeah.
She's kind of floating there, and her eyes are just like, you can see them lit up from here. They're like orange glowing, almost fiery. You can tell she's kind of just levitating out of one of these windows toward him, but you can tell she's still super out of it. She's just all bandaged up still. She's in like a cast or something like that. You, Cyclops, if no one else knows, like, he can just take a little bunny hop and grab her, and in her weakened state, she's just basically gonna die.
So what will it take to save her? You have to answer that. As a requirement. It's required by law. By the words written on this page.
You gotta knock her out.
I have to knock her out?
You have to get her unconscious, because her powers are kind of taking control.
Ooh.
That's the only way to get her out of here.
You gotta blast her.
I gotta blast her.
So either you kill her and Juggernaut has to.
Why not kill? Christ almighty.
You gotta injure her even more. Or, watch him kill her. Your choice.
Well, I guess I'll have to blast her. I'll have to blast her to knock her out. And then try to, like, catch her so she doesn't, like, snap her damn neck on her way down.
That sounds like a situation for one of these other three.
Okay. So I guess I'll just blast her. So what am I rolling, then?
I feel you're overcoming an obstacle and unleashing your powers.
All right.
Unless you want to directly engage
first, right? That's good. One of the few conditions. I don't have marked.
That's better.
Yeah, it's an 11.
There you go.
I'm sorry, but I really blast you.
Yeah, I think you do. Just,
I'm so good at this guy.
Oh, maybe he, like, just jumps at her, and just in that split second, you just, like, blast her out of the way, and she's, who knows where she went. But he, like, was aimed to, like, position to catch her, but he doesn't, and just instead jumps, like, on the side of this mansion.
Yeah. Also Rampage style.
Yeah. And now all these windows are open, and he's just, he doesn't fit in them, but he's like, oh great, here goes my house value, and just kind of rips open a little bit and gets in there. What do you guys do?
I'm gonna catch Jean Grey and also get this guy out of the way of danger.
Which one's more important to you?
This guy here.
What? All right. You're just gonna leave Jean Grey
and I'll leap back to help Jean.
She's already unconscious. She's probably not gonna hurt herself more than that.
She's a teenager. She was floating.
He'll bounce back.
She might literally bounce.
She's in a cast. She just got hit by a fucking laser beam.
Cast is armor.
And she's falling.
She's unconscious, so she won't like brace in a weird
way.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what
she's totally fucking done. She's fine. Thanks, boys and girls.
Kind of makes sense to me after that movie scene that you would go, you want to protect body. That makes sense to me.
So can I save both if like I get a good score?
I'm gonna say no. More dramatic. I love this choice that you made.
And I love the 80s.
Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and roll defend, I think, is what you're trying to do.
Is that what I'm doing?
Oh, that's what. Let's do beast first.
Oh. All right.
That's a more immediate
problem. Your
all I wanted to roll is defend this whole day.
All right.
Yeah.
Instead, I land on her and she dies.
Dead. God damn it. Except dead.
Squish the Phoenix Force right out of her.
Oh, bye, Jean. It was good to know you. Issue two. Jean like, Grey dies. You,
and I kill her.
Issue fucking two. She dies in her hands.
Oh, no. Part of his transformation comes out and he realizes the thing that he craves is human flesh. And he eats her.
Yes, this is...
That's the new version of Beast.
So we were talking about not a gritty reboot, but I think we have fully settled into a gritty reboot.
He lands next to her and sees that she's, like, unconscious and howls in the night and then feasts on her flesh.
So earlier we were in trench coats, and that was already a little bit of grit.
Yeah.
And now we've consumed Jean Grey. We're really doing it, guys.
Isn't this a little dark, this universe?
So now, I should probably take a condition now that I'm covered in blood and gore. But sated and full.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
What a so fun, good adventure.
I'm suggesting that.
that
I eat her. Oh. The transformation becomes too much for him and he consumes her.
Wow.
Didn't expect the shark to transform.
Yeah, he turns into a shark. He didn't. More and more shark. And more hair, and then he turned into a shark.
Yeah, I can't breathe, but this is delicious.
He's shaving too much in this. Mm-hmm. The hairless Jean took over.
Mm-hmm. Shark. Okay, just no.
Something better than that?
You do grab her.
Mm-hmm.
In
my jaws. Powerful jaws, no?
My powerful, meaty, dangerous jaws.
What was your relationship to her?
Oh, I have a crush on her. And I wish I could ask her out.
Who doesn't have a crush
on her? She's the only one who sees the real me.
Is it just you?
So you kind of grab her, have a crush on her. Like, relatively...
You have a crush on her, right?
Mm-hmm. You can describe how that goes.
What does your relationship say?
Hold on. This one draw. She, looks up with you with those, like, fiery eyes.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I could never love someone like you. Let go of me.
And I think like, he's landed at this point, so yeah. She doesn't just fall. But he does then just drop her.
Yeah. And that, now, she, as when she hits the ground, her eyes kind of turn back to green, I think. And then she's like, Hank? And then just passes out.
Oh.
So that's definitely a condition, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're
definitely fucked up emotionally for the rest of your life.
The wobbly condition returns.
I'm sure if you'd be more hopeless, if you'd be more hopeless or more insecure.
Yeah, either one.
Is there like good descriptions of those guys?
I guess Jean Grey's mine. Mm-hmm. You're just jealous.
Angel.
I think hopeless, because you'd be less able to unleash your powers, and you'd be like, well, if I unleash my powers, then I'm more of a monster.
Well, does he feel like he is more of a monster now?
Did she say I could love something like you?
Mm-hmm. Maybe insecure because you were defending her when she said that.
I think he becomes angry.
There you go.
And I think he's like, no, but then the no turns into a howl, and it just like freaks him out even more.
Love it. It's a full moon, buddy.
Yeah, there's a full moon, and he has a lot of human blood on his face.
I know, it's so warm.
Get out of here,
Angel. You also were trying to save Bobby. Mm-hmm. I don't think the defend move triggers because he's not an immediate threat, but you made that choice and you kind of fly toward Bobby, maybe put your wings around him or something. So what's going on? What do you say to him?
I want to know that he's okay, and like I want to ask
Bobby, if he's
able to continue, and if not, like I'm going to move him.
We've got a healing factor, right?
Oh, that's
just slit your wrist for me a little bit.
God.
Now who's eating human blood?
Yeah, sure.
I think so. Doesn't Angel have to, like, bleed on you to heal you?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's got healing blood. So
I'm
I think,
teenager.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what your
trigger
is.
All teenagers have healing
teenagers.
Blood.
Trying to
We're
figure
all
out
your, unicorns. Wait, that was
Do you think you're more comforting and supporting?
Am I wrong?
Yeah. What? Yes.
Is that what you're doing for?
Yep.
Okay. Trying to clear conditions.
Jesus
basically.
Christ, I can't keep these dice on the table.
And you rolled a one.
Oh my god.
You got
god.
A one so far.
Just roll
six
with
this
one.
One?
Yeah. No, just the one, yeah. Just this one. I thought you meant you rolled a one.
Hey.
That's six.
And then plus mundane.
Negative. I don't know if it's worth it, but I can make that a seven. I can.
If I use my staff.
The team pool twice at once.
Oh no, I can't.
I'd rather you didn't.
That sounds so fun.
Well, I'm gonna use it selfishly anyway, so.
Oh, well then I'm just gonna steal
you
it.
You have to.
Yeah.
Well, using it selfishly can only add one, right?
That's true, so I need somebody else to add some.
He was gonna add it twice on his own.
Yeah, I'll use my won't let you down move to help her comfort me. By making
sure,
a joke.
Sure, guys.
Right, that
sure.
would work. But how are you? You just, like, came over?
Yeah.
You gonna bleed on him?
Should I do that? Yes. Because that's me using team selfishly, because I'm, like, damaging myself. Right?
Selfishly?
Well, you're not doing
yeah,
that.
You don't have to.
Because
he's
I'm
going
to do
points.
The plus two.
Oh.
And help you support me.
But if I add a team to the pool selfishly, then... I get a plus one.
But you can add a team to a pool, so
no, you take one away.
No,
oh,
take
no,
one
yeah,
away.
Yeah. But when I do that, I earn potential. That could be good.
Well, there's no team left in the pool.
Yeah.
So
no, that's not true.
Hmm? You're still one?
No, I take two.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you're marking
condition.
But if you take one, and I take one.
I didn't nearly kill Junior. I'm
exactly.
pretty sure Hopeless will do.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Because I got you, you were at five, right?
Yeah, he added two.
I'm bringing
you
up
seven.
To seven.
Why are you adding two?
He can just
because
do that.
It's my ability. I can take two team out of the pool to add two to your roll.
Oh.
Remember, you're going to have to ignore or make fun of people to do it, so...
So, like, maybe chill about this.
And you did promise me that the next one, the act selfishly, was going to be really good. So, are you sure you want to do that?
I'll just...
He's
yeah.
helping you twice.
Fine. I'll allow it.
Okay.
God.
So, I'm gonna say
so
something.
Selfish.
Maybe not a joke. Maybe I'll say, like, cheesy romance.
Let's hear it.
We'll hit it. Hit us with it.
Go for
no,
it.
I will say, so, you want to mark potential, clear condition, or shift labels... If you open up to her, or to him, Angel.
Oh. So I'll say, oh, you're a sight for sore eyes. That was a,
oh, you're spelling
it. That would have been better if it was from him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like, I gotta say something about how you carry me much more delicately than this guy. And this big red here. Nice to have your gentle touch again, instead of his. But I'm saying that all through, like, raspy breath. I'm still a little squished. I think I've got, like, an ice body, and it's, like, cracked all over.
Mm, Jesus Christ, sir.
Can you, like, put an ice pack on it?
Nice, so, yeah. You successfully comfort and support based on that. Joke help.
So, I... Then, do you pick what I get?
No, I believe you do.
On a hit, they mark potential, clear condition, or shift labels if they open up to you.
So I'm going to clear my condition of afraid. I'm not afraid anymore.
How appropriate.
Not when I've got Angel to back me up.
Well, I'm trying to, but right. This guy always defends.
All right, so yeah, let me kind of do something
dire straits
very, very direct here. Hank at this point, Beast at this point, feels like he's just a monster. And the little shreds of, like, the shirt that he had that were still on, he, like, rips off at this point. And he kind of, like, bounds up and leaps up to attack the Juggernaut in, like, an animalistic manner.
Oh, nice.
This is his move, Not Human Enough.
Oh, yeah, tell me what that is.
It says when you directly engage a threat in a terrifying fashion, mark a condition and choose an additional option even on a miss.
Oh, that's great. So, also, although I hinted at it, as this is going on, like, Beast's, bounding on four legs and everything?
Yeah.
You hear everyone in their mind, their very minds. It's like, my X-Men, you see my brother here. He is just a bully. I had to shut his brain down once, but somehow he recovered. But if you take off that magical helmet that he wears on his head, I'll be able to shut him down again. But yeah, you're directly engaging, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, this guy shut his brain down? Are we the bad guys?
Yeah.
Are we the bad guys?
Are we the baddies?
Sometimes Professor Xavier makes you ask that question.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and Juggernaut did say before, he shut me down and made me do everything he wanted.
Bad about all this. He's just like a raging, swirling pot of emotions.
The X-Men team. Beyond Juggernaut's team.
What'd you get?
So that's...
Could you not?
5 plus 2, so 7.
Not bad.
Oh, and I get to do 2 as if I got a thing. All right, so I'm going to resist or avoid his blows as I, like, scratch and claw and, like, pounce all over him and, like, wrestle with this guy in, like, this large room inside this mansion. Because he's made it in, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. So you kind of like jumped in the window, kind of.
Yeah, and I can take something from them.
Yeah.
Since we're taking a while here, what if I yank that helmet off of him?
Perfectly fine.
Okay.
How do you do it? Describe.
I think he kind of like leaps on him, and he's got his like claws under like the eye slots kind of the helmet. And he's, the Juggernaut's kind of like pulling at him, and he's like doing all this stuff. And the Juggernaut's own strength, he tries to grab Hank's hands and pull Hank off, and he pulls his own helmet off. And I think he flings Hank aside, but Hank's so kind of like worked up and angry that he doesn't really get hurt, even though he superhero style bashes into a wall. And then he's like, helmet.
I'll tell you.
Oh, sorry. He doesn't do that. He says, good, that helmet controlled me.
Basically that, but more to it.
I'm just a normal human Joe now. And then he shrinks down to like 6'1". And just walks around.
Do you guys get up there to where this battle's taking place, or what?
Yeah, I was going to run in to try to defend Professor X, to try to keep him from danger.
Am I taking the Juggernaut?
So you're going to
I'm
Professor
good now.
X? Okay, so he's probably down somewhere else.
You encouraged me back to health,
but
so I'm ready to run in. I was going to brawl him, but I'll
be
there.
I want to see who's around this scene.
Okay.
So, you two?
I think we're all there then.
Okay, but not Cyclops, right?
Oh.
I was going to run and defend Professor X.
Okay.
That makes sense to me. And especially if you're going there, the professor's like, Scott, turn left. I'm down in Cerebro.
Yeah. That was me turning left.
Yeah, so
that's the next time he's ever. Also, I'm super fucked up and like ready to die. So
this is actually a.
You think you're driving still? You're signaling.
This is actually pretty appropriate then, since Scott and Gene not here, but the three of you, Juggernaut's just there with his helmet off now, and he's like, no, oh no, my helmet, and he starts like going. Like closing his eyes, stuff. He's like, "Oh, he's in my head already. Oh, why'd you do this? This is my house. He took it from my dad. My dad and his mom loved each other, and I'm the oldest. I should have had it. He took everything from me." And then he kind of just falls back on his back, and he's like, "Why'd you do this? It's supposed to be mine." And then his nose starts bleeding, and he just stops moving.
Okay,
Professor X just like kills him.
He stops moving.
He just vegetated him.
And then vegetables that's good right when you get to the professor, and he's like just going like this, and his nose is also bleeding. This is very Stranger Things style.
Hmm.
But he's like, "Oh, Scott, Thank God. He's nullified. We're safe now. I can't believe that happened.
Are you okay, Professor?
And then it's just like, he's like, I'm fine, thank you so much. And then it's just later. Right. And now he's just with everyone, and then maybe like even Jean Grey's there, but she's like crutches or something.
She's super she's fucked up now.
You're pretty fucked up too, I think.
I'm right? pretty fucked
yeah,
up.
Iceman's also pretty fucked up.
Crutches.
Oh, that's absolutely a better point. Yeah, she's floating or something. Ridiculous.
She's like floating but laying down, like,
And like the, oh, it's, of course, the Hulkbusters. Thunderbolt Ross and everyone is just like taking Juggernaut away from, maybe it's like Sunrise at this point. And he's like, X-Men, I'm sorry you had to see that. This, I thought I had buried that mark on my past long ago. But
oh, clever.
I now see that even though the danger room is important, you are equipped to deal with what life throws at us, and as my X-Men.
A bunch of shorter theme songs.
Surely some word bubbles or epilogues happen. And next time on X-Men, if you guys want to go around and do like an epilogue or something, starting with the person who has the most potential.
Could that be?
Or maybe, probably ending at the person who has the most potential, right? Is that the better way to do it?
What if we max out and then we reset?
Did you get another thing?
Well, I feel like I could just tell you why I did achieve one of these drives, and then I would have.
Then we can go in a circle.
You're going to be like that under God.
Yeah.
Right. Does anyone have an idea? An epilogue or a word balloon that's happening on the last page?
So you notice, or you realize, hey, I haven't seen Iceman back in human form since the battle scene. And then there's maybe like a conversation between him and Warren where Bobby admits that he can't change back because pieces of him broke off and he's all ice and he can't change back and he's stuck as an ice. And he's like, I'd like to, you want to like see a movie again? Or
now your lips really well stuck together. It was a joke earlier, but now it's real.
We could catch the end of that movie. Maybe we could see it again. I was prepared for boobs, but I was not ready for jugs.
So what was that? Achieve a great pun?
But for jugs, I was not.
I was going to use that at a tense moment, but since we're wrapping up, I had to... And I used my powers in a way I never thought possible. Because that was the first time I actually turned myself into ice.
Oh, okay.
And, like it. But now I can't change back.
Is it if you change back, you'll die because loss of blood or something, or what?
It's loss of body part.
Yeah.
It's be like missing
it actually happened to Iceman in some continuity version of some kind. And he was stuck in ice form for a long time. I don't know if it was like, if I do, I'll die, or if it was just, I just can't do it because...
Do you see how they resolve that?
I think Emma Frost realized that he could have changed back for a while, and he just didn't.
I think she like shattered him into a million pieces, and he's like, oh, I can just reform whenever I want.
And then she just like triggered it and let him change back psychically. She's just like, you're fine. But
so
they had like...
That's awesome. Does anyone have... Sorry to rush. Does anyone have a thing?
I got another thing. We see Officer Blowhorndowski.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he's he goes to like this weird like almost like a lighthouse on like a stormy cliff or something like that. And he comes in and he pulls up his squad car and he goes inside and he closes the door and he walks into a shadow and walks out of the shadow and it's Mystique.
Oh.
And Mystique says,
"Love it.
There's I found them. Four young, impressionable, powerful mutants. Exactly who you were looking for." And then a weird robot man with a strange jaw is like, "Excellent. That will be exactly my horseman."
Oh, that guy.
Perfect.
That's great.
Either the other two?
Preferably something involving Random and Feral.
No, I know nothing about them.
That's a shame.
I'm sorry. I cannot help you.
No, that's fine.
Oh, good. Now it's making me miss this game.
Yeah.
This game. any for Angel? Any either thought bubbles to Professor X's thing or an epilogue, like next time on?
I was wondering which parts broke off, but I think we can still go on that date.
Nice. I was gonna
smash my head. I have died.
All right, so that's pretty much it then.
All right.
Cheap makes it expensive.
Oh, I thought it was a little chicken.
Cheap, cheap.
Yeah, you're right.
Cheap makes it.
Okay. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say for a minute. Thanks for listening to our game, friends. If you liked it, drop us a line. If you didn't, I guess you can also drop us a line. I don't mind. This American Dice was created by Austin and me. My name's David. This episode was also edited by me. Masks was created by Brandon Conway and put out by Magpie Games. Again, I encourage you to pick it up if you liked it. The song you heard was Superhero by King Louis' Missing Monuments. Hope to see you next time. Oh, one more thing. Stay tuned for a preview of what's coming up next.
A night you should never forget.
Because it's your honeymoon, man.
Five couples.
It is messing up with my hair. I just got the perm. It's the 80s.
I am Lisa Wellington the First. I'm sure there will be first. Very many after me
because I'm an independent
woman.
I love your dress. I can't even, man, that name.
You're not driving that car! You just keep that there. I'll come back in a minute.
Just married.
I'm here with my husband. I don't really know where he is, actually.
Levi turns around and he's super frustrated and he's kind of like sweating a little bit because he's a little attracted to the ladies too. Like,
whoa, it's me!
The perfect getaway.
Welcome to. What's the hotel's name? Did we decide?
Are you guys going out on the lake tomorrow?
I've got vodka! And then she pulls out the vodka from her dog.
A beautiful destination.
We're in Maine.
To die for.
Welcome to the party. Feel free to enjoy the punch. It's not spiked with anything. Harmless or harmful.
To die in.
Oh, you won't have anything to worry about after tonight.
The door's open. Door. Smaller than like a person
like,
could fit through.
Like
a
half door.
Just the right size for an alligator.
Oh my god.
Don't look, Barbie. I don't want you to see this.
This Valentine's Day, Cupid's off, but the Hell Hotel's taking reservations.
You see, it's like a buzzsaw, and it just comes out like a few feet and just cuts him in half. It just sprays blood over everybody.
Horror Hotel 2, Bloody Moon Suite.
God bless all of your souls. I will be praying for you.
Coming soon.